What's going on, y'all? This is Bad Kitty. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of A Funk Excursion, your passport to the universe of funk. And on this episode, part two of Motown Gets Funky. Part one focused on how the introduction of funk and psychedelic soul forced Motown, who was the leader of the music industry. They had mega hits, and everyone was trying to imitate the Motown sound. And then suddenly, here comes funk, here comes psychedelic soul, here comes James Brown, here comes Sly Stone, and Motown is forced to now respond. And it changed the entire structure of the label, forced them to let artists such as Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder have more creative control, and eventually led to Motown being broken up into various sub-labels and really changed the face of the label itself as funk and soul began to really change the face of African-American music and music in general. On this episode, of course, the Jackson 5, we opened up with Dancing Machine, a song that actually revived their career. Believe it or not, the Jacksons, who skyrocketed to fame in 1969 with four straight number one hits and four straight mega albums, by 1972, their career was starting to fade. Michael was getting older, his voice was changing. The older boys, Jermaine and Jackie, of course, they were growing into young men. They wanted more control over their career. They didn't want to be teeny boppers and sing bubblegum pop anymore, particularly not in the era of the Black Power movement and the Civil Rights movement. When these social changes were taking place, they wanted to be more relevant. So Berry Gordy engaged the Corporation, a conglomerate of songwriters that were already writing hit songs for the Jackson 5. And they got together and came up with a funk album. And one of the most pivotal albums of the Jackson's career, the Get It Together album. And Dancing Machine is the big hit record off of that album. But the rest of the album seemed to kind of fall into obscurity. It is the first album in which all of the brothers sing lead on various tracks. It's the first album in which we hear Michael Jackson's voice changing and we start to hear him becoming his own artist and not just a Motown creation. It is, again, the Jackson's pivotal album from teeny bopper into young men, and it is the album that would eventually lead them, give them the courage to leave Motown and go on to have a very successful career. And they're one of the only Motown acts that would be able to transition from the pop soul of the 60s into the more relevant funk and disco era of the 70s, 80s, and beyond. And of course, Michael Jackson becoming the incredible icon that he became. So we're going to listen to this pivotal album, Get It Together, from front to back. We're going to also listen to some of the solo projects from the brothers. So hang on to your hats as we kick off this hour with the Jackson 5 and Get It Together.
Spinning around, Yeah. I say it, we didn't have time to write none. Fun. Talk Available Pod.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great album from the Jacksons. Get It Together, their first funk album. And the Jacksons would go on to become, in my opinion, a funk band. They would score big hits with disco funk. And then Michael Jackson, of course, would go on to record 2-3 funk albums back to back. Off the Wall, Thriller, and The Bad Album. Most people don't think of the Jacksons as funk artists, but the Get It Together album, again, was a pivotal change for them. They realized that they could change their sound. They could become the more mature, more relevant artists that they wanted to be, and they went on to successfully pursue that. We're going to listen to some of the solo projects from the brothers and hear a great one from Michael Jackson as well. The track listing on Get It Together started off, included many covers, Of course, Reflections, famously recorded by the Supremes, Hum Along and Dance, originally recorded by the Temptations, Mama, I Got a Brand New Thing, which featured Marlon Jackson prominently on vocals, the first time we ever heard from Marlon. That was recorded by the Undisputed Truth, and You Need Love Like I Do, originally recorded by Gladys Knight and the Pips. The big standout again, Dancing Machine, and Get It Together, also a great one for the Jacksons. And we're going to wind up this hour, as I said, with some of the solo projects from the brothers. We've got something from Jermaine Jackson. I've Got to Have You from his 1981 album, I Like Your Style. We've got Jackie Jackson on the way, his second album. He released one in the early 70s, and then he released another project in 1989, and we're going to hear Stay from that album, Be the One. And then we're going to kick it off with Marlon Jackson and his solo project from 1987, self-titled project, and we're going to hear Don't Go. And then we're going to close out with the gloved one, Michael Jackson, and a great one from him as well. This is Bad Kitty. Thanks so much for joining me on this hour. I'll see you guys back here again next week for more of The Funk Excursion, your passport to the universe of funk.
Special dream tonight. It makes me feel like